Mu'mineen, we are continuing Surah Bani Israel. The verse I recited is verse number 82. And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy to the believers, and it aids not to the unjust except in loss. So Quran has two parts for believer and one part for zalimeen. For the believers, it increases the healing and mercy. And for the zalimeen, for the unjust one, it gives loss. So how it, first is shafa, and then is the mercy. Shafa is healing, and rahma is mercy. So how the healing happens with Quran? Because we are born in the nature of monotheism, we know that. Every kid is born with the nature of monotheism, that we incline towards tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happens that if we don't feed our soul with the Quran, then the doubt starts coming and we become confused. And we start getting a lot of spiritual diseases. This species is so much in community because I'm treating Quran. Because Quran is a shifa for our belief. A lot of time Quran is mentioned that when believer reads the Quran, their faith goes up. So when you don't read Quran, your faith goes down and it becomes doubtful one. And that's a disease of the heart and creates a lot of problems, all kind of problems. So first it is healing, that when you start reading Quran, the healing comes and your diseases go away and you become believer. And your belief goes higher rank. Then it becomes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that once your healing happens, then comes the mercy, means enlightenment through the Quran Hakim. That you see a lot of enlightenment in your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of veils get removed from between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you go more towards Allah's direction. That's the mercy and the enlightenment in our life which comes. And it increases the loss towards unjust one. Why? Because unjust one, any unjust by nature, he accepts monotheism, we know that, for the birth. But he's unjust, right? He's arrogant. So what happens that he has still some sense of integrity of monotheism in his heart somewhere, which is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Quran is recited to him, Allah tries to guide him, he becomes more arrogant towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his desire, his nafs. So what happens that when he does that, he argues against Quran, which is Allah's word, then Allah takes away his nature also. Because and that's his loss. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ فَنَعَا بِجَانِبِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرُّ كَانَ يَعُوسَ. And when we bestow favor on man, he turns away and proudly withdraws aside. And when any evil afflicts him, he is in despair. Allah is talking about human being tendency, that when Allah gives him favor, he turns away. And whenever any kind of evil afflicts him, touch him, he is in despair. Allah is talking about not believer, but about the common human being. That's how they are. Because their God is their desire, their worldly thing. That's their God. They think that everything is coming to him, he's happy, and he doesn't even remember God because he doesn't care any. His life is his means and material world. That's his God. And when hardship comes to him, touches him, he just becomes hopeless. Because he had no God in his life anyway. His fitra was there that he had to turn to God, but he killed his fitra, his nature, to turn to God. So now he's hopeless. That's how human beings are. Either they party a lot, they enjoy, they don't remember God, and when hardship comes, he is in despair. That's why you see many depression and suicide everywhere, right? Because there is no hope. Despair. Believers are not like that. Believers are from Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's their ideology. When goodness comes, they praise Allah, they thank Allah, you know. And when the hardship comes, they return to Allah again. They do patience, they keep patience. They return to Him, they do astaghfar. So their ideology is totally different because they go to the fitrah of Islam, you know. But general people are not like that. There is a long discussion about goodness from Allah and evil. So goodness, all goodness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, evil is from our own deeds. Even hardship comes to believer. Believer see goodness in that because it's good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either it removes their sins or it raises their station high towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So believers are total different ideology, and the non-believers, the human beings, are different. You know, Allah describes them so well. قُلْ 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 نُوِي يَعْمَلُوا عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِي فَرَبُّكُ kum alamo biman ahada sabila. Isko main phir se padhta hu. Allah says qul qulnu ya'malu ala shakilati fa rabbukum alamo biman huwa ahada sabila. Say everyone acts according to his own mold, but your Lord knows best as who is the best guided to the way. Allah says everybody acts according to his mold, his way of life, his character, the way he walks, means his path. And your Lord knows the best, the one who is best guided to the way. Shakila. Shakila is translated as a mold. And what is mold is your character, your personality, the way you act. You know, the way you act. Now, Mizan describes so well about Shakila. What is Shakila? Shakila is your character, how it's built, primarily and secondarily. Primarily, it's built the way your nature was when you were a child. You know, you will see two children with different nature. Some could be with a cool temperament, some could be angry kid, you know, from the childhood. Or some could be on the physical nature different. Somebody could be hefty kid, somebody could be puny kid, you know. Hefty kid could be like a player and a bully, and a puny kid could be like a coward or could be a nerd, you know. That's how, because that's your Shakila. That's how your Shakila builds in your life. Then Shakila gets further, secondary, based on what kind of knowledge you are getting, you know. If you are an alim, if you become good hoza, you become alim. So you are doing a lot of ilm, so your Shakila is becoming different. And also your surrounding, who are you around with? Because if you have bad friend circle, your shakila will change, you know. But if you go to hoza, you have a lot of scholars around you, your shakila gets better. So basically, you act according to shakila. It doesn't come like out of blue. It comes according to your character. If you somebody sees a stimulus, a alim will act different than a normal person, right? When any stimulus, shaitani. Any fitna comes, you know, and you, because of the shakila, they two act different. So we have to build our shakila, you know, so that it comes with our thoughtfulness, our knowledge, our how much your knowledge, what kind of people you are around, and that's how your deeds come out. قُلْ يَعْمَلُ يَعْمَلُ because this is the amal you do it. This is the deed you do it. So amal, because everything is based on your amal, and amal comes from your shakila, you know. So there are, so let me go back to some hadith for the Quran being shifa. Puji Imam Sadiq says, indeed, cure is only to be found in the knowledge of Quran. That's why the verse we recited, the first verse. Now, about the amal, which the second verse we recited about amal, same Imam or Imam Jafar Sadiq says, intention is better than action, rather, intention is indeed the very action. So, intention is better than action. And intention is the very action, because your intention should be pure, otherwise your deed is no good. And that comes from your shakila. If your shakila is good, your intention will be good, then your amal will come good. But if you are not right person, and no matter what kind of deed you are doing, it's not coming out good. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ عَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they ask you about the spirit, say, the spirit is of the command of my Lord, and you are not given of the knowledge but a little. Now the ruh has been described as the command of your Lord, you know. And Allah says that very little knowledge has been given. Very little knowledge has been given. Mizan describes spirit as a source of life which makes animal move and do voluntary action and have sensation. Means any living creature like animal and human in reality. So ruh has been described in Quran in different ways, in different forms. One ruh is tanazulu malaikat ruho, means malaikat ruho, when they come down. So malaika are different and ruh is different. Ruhul Quds, Ruhul Amin, Allah talks ruh like that. This is a different creature than the angels. It said that they are even bigger than angels. And when Jibril used to come, Ruhul Quds used to come also with him. So there's a discussion that who brought the Quran and who read the Quran. So Mizan says that the Quran was brought all the time with Ruhul Quds. Ruhul Amin. And so Jibril came with always with him. And their same Ruhul Quds stayed with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And their same Ruhul Quds stayed with Aima Tahari. So there's one Ruh. Another Ruh is ये आप काटते जाना आज कटाई काफी है कर लेना काम अल्लाह के लिए दम मार The other ruh is which accompanies the believer, which Quran says in the verse Surah 58, verse 22, and whom he has strengthened with the birruhin, with inspiration from him. So this another ruh which is in the heart of believer, which Allah gives help to the believer through that ruh. So there's another ruh which Allah talks about. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, one of Allah's creature is spirit that has got sense of vision, power and force as well. The Lord locates the spirit in the hearts of Prophet and the believers. Subhanallah. That spirit lives there. In Prophet's heart and believers' heart. We can feel it sometime, right? When we see we are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam says, spirit is of the invisible world and emanates from Allah. So spirit is ruh is from the invisible world and emanates from Allah. That's why we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Ruh comes from Allah and goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what our ruh is. So that's ruh. So ruh is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is command? What is amr? Mizan described amr beautifully. See, we have two levels in this universe. One is on the level of creation and the physical world, you know, is a khilqat. And one is amra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is malukut, which is Allah's amr. Creation needs graduation. It gets created gradually and it needs time and space. But the amr which comes to the creation is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not limited to time and space, and it's only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's called Amr, Allah's command. So Ruh is also Allah's command in the same way to our body, that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a non-physical thing, you know, but it's Allah's Amr, and through Ruh, through Spirit, the body gets operated. So there are some hadith about ruh, which Quraysh asked Jews, give us something so we can ask this man, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they asked Quraysh to ask Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask about the ruh. So the verse of Quran came about ruh. And Abu Basir asked Imam Sadiq Alaihi Wasallam about ruh. Imam said, this is the creature that is greater than Gabriel and Mikael. It was with the messenger of God and then with the Imams. It is from Malakut. It's from Allah's Amr. Bigger than Jibreel and Mikael, Imam says. And then Abu Basir again asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about Ruh. Imam said, it is that which is in the animal and man. I asked, and what is that? He said, it is from Malakut, from Allah's power. That's ruh. Rabban billadhi awhayna ilayka thumma la tajidu laka bihi alayna wakila. And if we please, we would certainly take away whatever we have revealed unto you. Then you would find no one thereover to defend you against us. So Allah is talking about, first Allah talked about ruh. And now Allah is talking again that if we wish, we can take away what we have revealed to you. Then you will not find anybody against us as your defender. Mizan explained well. Mizan says that what does it mean? Ruhul Quds, Ruhul Ameen brought this Quran and revealed to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says, if I wish, I could have asked Ruh to come back and take away all the Quran from you. But Allah says, and then you will not find any advocate against us. Why we did that to you? Illa rahmatan min rabbika, inna fadluhu kana alayka kabira. Save the mercy from your Lord, verily His favor to you is great. Allah says, but it's from Allah's rahmah. Because Allah is so much merciful to you, and Allah says, inna fadluhu kana alayka kabira, and verily His favor to you is great. See Allah, how much Allah loved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, we wish that we follow Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's path. So we can have help in our heart through Ruh, and Allah Fazl come to us, and that Ruh never goes away from our heart. Right. Now Allah talks about Quran Hakim, how great the Quran Hakim is. Allah says, قُلْ إِنْ نِجْتَمَعْتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَتُّوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَتُّونَ بِمِثْلِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْدَهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ ظَهِيرًا. Say, if the mankind and jinn were to gather together to bring the like of this Quran, they could not bring the like of it, thou some of them be helpers of others. Allah is talking about that they don't understand the depth of this Quran, how deep this Quran is. If all human and jinn get together, they cannot bring the kind of Quran like this Quran is. If all they help each other out, because this Quran has all kind of eloquence, all kind of beauties, all kind of answers to the questions of human being which they need to be guided. There are miracles of science and scientific miracles, miracles of historical facts, miracles of morals and social science. They are all so much beautifully blended together. Quran was revealed in 23 years in all different situations in Prophet's life, in the war and peace. But when you read Quran peacefully, you see that it is the same style of Quran. It never got affected with the time or what situation Prophet was there. The eloquence and the level of Quran stayed to the great heights. It was not affected by any means. So that is the miracle of Quran Hakim, which Allah is saying, that if you all get together, human and jinn, you cannot bring the type of Quran you cannot get Quran. That's why these enemies of Islam, they always put down Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his personality, and they put down Quran, but they have not accepted this challenge to bring one surah like this. Bring one surah, write it down, but they have not done it, right? وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلْ فَعَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. And we have explainer for the people in this Quran every similitude, but incline not most of people save denying. Allah says, I give you so many examples, all repeating one after another, but it only gave more denial from the people. Because why? Because of their nafs, their desires, their arrogance, their ego, their lifestyle, and they became more haughty. As some got jealous to us, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they wanted to save their way of life and their leadership and all those things, whatever. And it just increased their more of their denying this Quran. And you see in today's world these things. You see a lot of educated people arguing towards Quran. And now, what kind of demands they had? What kind of demands they had? Waqalu لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرُ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. And they said, we shall never believe in you till you make a spring to gush forth from the earth for us. Because they were in the desert. For them, the gushing spring was a big thing. Because they lived in that kind of land. They did not pay attention to the gushing spring coming from heaven, which is Quran. And they just wanted a gushing spring from the desert. Because their vision was so limited. أَوْ تَكُونُ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرُ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. Or till you should have a garden of date palms and grapes in the midst of which you cause streams to flow forth. That's what they dream. That they should date palm and the grape garden, and between that a river flowing. That was the only vision. You know, that's how they were limited, and that's how they were arrogant, and they did not have. See, Allah gave human beings so much respect, Ashraful Makhlukat, highest creation. Allah wanted to challenge their aql, intellect. Allah respect us so much. Allah sent Quran to challenge our intellect. And Allah expect from us our intellect. No matter what. Quran was the test for our intellect. And they were not going to go to the intellect level. They wanted to go to the lower level, you know. أو تسقطوا سماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله وملائكة قبيلة or you cause the heaven as you think to fall in pieces upon us or bring Allah and the angels face to face with us. That's why they demand an impossible demand. You cannot see Allah. You cannot see angel. They were asking that break down these pieces of heaven and bring on our head, you know, like they wanted to be just killed. Just break it down and put on our head. This kind of arrogance, they are bringing Allah, which you cannot see. And angels, they are immaterial. You angels here, are you seeing them? So those were their impossible demand, Khalila. That's how they were haughty. أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقره قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشر رسولا. اس کو ایک بار پڑھ لیتا ہوں. Then in last verse Allah says أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشر رسولا. Are there be for you a house of gold, or you should be flying into the sky, and never will we believe in your ascending unless you bring down to us a book which we may read. Say glory to be to my Lord, am I art but a mortal messenger. What kind of demand they had? That you build a palace of gold, or you fly in the heaven, and even will not accept you flying in the heaven till you bring a book from there which we can read. That's kind of demand they had. So what Allah responded? Say glory be to my Lord, am I art but a mortal messenger. So Allah emphasized to tell these people that my prophet is a mortal messenger. His job is to give us message, and he's mortal just like you. He eats, he drinks, he dies just like you. He will not fulfill all your demands. Because this demand was not only made to prophet, but all the prophets were asked like this. And prophet used to say, it's not in our control. It's not the first time. It's all in the whole Quran you see these stories. And prophet said, it's not our control. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet showed miracle, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, when Allah wanted and when he wanted. So that was a kind of understanding these people had. And those were the ones who were driven by their desire and arrogance, but not the deep intellect. But Quran challenged the deep intellect of the human being. So everybody has to nourish their intellect, shakila character. You have to build that kind of character to learn Quran Hakim. Allah wants everybody to build his shakila, his character. You know, the first verse we recited, and we send down of Quran, of which is healing and mercy to the believers, and it is not to unjust except the loss in loss. It's healing and mercy for the intellect to believers, and it increases loss for the unjust people. You see in Karbala what happened. We have in Karbala the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. See their shakila, their characteristics, how Quran treated them, how they treated the Quran. Habib ibn Mazahir was a faqih, he was a jurist, and the kind of Quran he had in his heart gave him what kind of shifa, what kind of healing in his heart, and what kind of mercy in his heart, that he went to such a great character. You see how the companions of Hussain were there, their enlightenment was so high, that at the night of Karbala, Imam showed them their position in the heaven, in the paradise, because of Quran became a mercy for them. And you see what happened to the Zalimeen, that the not speaking Quran, was Imam Hussein alayhi salam, just like Quran, when he, Quran is read to the kuffar, unjust, it increases only the loss. Same way Imam Hussein was a Quran and Natiq, he was speaking Quran, he kept giving khutbah after khutbah, but their defiance and their loss kept increasing till Imam got martyrdom. Alhamdulillah, Alameen.